William Morrow and Harper Audio present To Tame a Wild Cowboy, a Cupid, Texas novel by Lori Wilde. Performed by Lisa Zimmerman. Chapter 1. Cowboy up. Get mentally ready.
It takes a village.
Huh? Rhett Lockhart opened one eye and studied the shapely blonde in the bed next to him. Pouty red lips, which last night had tasted like strawberry gloss, glistened in the bright sunshine pushing against the edges of the light-blocking curtains. Big, smoky brown eyes, circled by smeared mascara, blinked at him. Full, perky breasts, which tasted just as delicious in real life as they'd looked in last year's Rodeo Queens of New Mexico pinup calendar, thrust against his arm. Miss September. On the calendar, she'd worn spangles, bangles, a pink cowgirl hat, and little else. Much like she was dressed now, minus the hat. She was cute and perky and just the right kind of wrong. Too bad his head throbbed like a son of a gun. The culprit, an empty bottle of cinnamon whiskey, lay wedged between his pillow and the headboard. The celebratory hooch she'd brought with her because, as she'd said, he was red hot.
To get you up, cowboy.
She glanced down at his crotch with a knowing smile.
Some bozo's been hammering on your door for a solid 5 minutes, and I've been calling your name.
Nausea jiggled his stomach. It took him a second to remember where they were. Oh yeah, inside his featherlight, a horse trailer with living quarters currently parked on the rodeo fairgrounds back lot in Albuquerque. Last night.